It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for putting on this show. My name is Spencer. You can clearly get this on all the podcast places, but you can also watch it on my YouTube channel at SpeedJamPar. There are links in the show notes. If you're not already watching this on YouTube, then I just told you how to get there. You know, if you're watching this on YouTube, it would be great if you just did those normal things of subscribing and liking and commenting and sharing and all those things. And then, of course, on the podcast platform, if you're on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and rate and review. And, of course, you can share and download and subscribe and all those things. Oh, it's so much fun having to say those things all the time. Being in this weird world of podcasting and content creating, and I'm not really, but it's sort of fun. I don't know. Hey, what else? Email me, dictionarypod@gmail.com. Social media is @dictionarypod. Google Voice number, leave a message. Text it, 917-727-5757. Buy some merchandise. The link is in the show notes. All right, let's just get to the words. The first word is the word even. First form, noun from before the 12th century. This is archaic, and the synonym is evening. So I guess if you were talking about the evening time, it's evening time, you would sometimes say even. It's even. Is that, yeah, same, it's the same pronunciation. Good even to you. Okay, my sound effect is going to be boop, boop, sure, why not? The second form of even is an adjective from before the 12th century. My sound effect was even because I went boop, boop, two of the same things. 1A is having a horizontal surface, and the synonym is flat, as in even ground. We want it to be level and flat, not bumpy and interesting. We want it to be boring so we can walk down the road very easily. 1B, being without break, indentation, or irregularity, and the synonym is smooth. Smooth, yeah, just like the ground. Smooth ground, even ground. 1C is being in the same plane or line. So they are even with each other. Everything on this table is even because they're on the same plane. Not the plane, the flat plane. Okay, 2A, free from variation, and the synonym is uniform, as in his disposition was even. That's kind of how I tend to be. I know I've said this before. Some people, their emotions get real high at times and then get real low at times, or, you know, they get real far into the very happy, the very angry, the very whatever, or very sad or depressed or something. You know, I get those all the time, but in general, my disposition, my feelings tend to be more uniform compared to most people, probably. Let's see. His disposition was even. 2B, the synonym is the number 4 definition for the word level. So yeah, if it's like level ground. 3A, synonyms are equal and fair, as in an even exchange. Oh, that was a good trade. Here, I'll give you my water bottle. If you give me this lotion bottle. See, that was even. I think that's definitely an even trade. 3B1 is leaving nothing due on either side. The synonym is square. Are we square? Do I owe you anything? Do you owe me anything? I gave you this, you gave me that. I think we're good. Square. As in, We will not be even until you repay my visit. Oh, they are not even in this context. What'd they do? You got to repay my visit. I visited you, and so I'm one up, but we got to be even, so you got to come visit me. Come say hello. So come have some coffee. Come sit in the hot tub. Let's hang out. 3B2 is fully revenged. Fully revenged. Yeah, when you are seeking revenge, that's because somebody did something bad and you are not happy about it, so you need revenge. So you, it's not even, there's a disparity in that, whatever that world is. I don't know what you'd even call that. But once you get your revenge, which I should probably have to say legally, don't go out and get revenge. I don't think that's the best way. Take the high road. But if you have taken your revenge, you would be fully revenged and you are even. Yeah, we're even now. I got my revenge on you. I pinched your face, so now we're even. 3C is being in equilibrium. The synonym is balanced, but specifically showing neither profit nor loss. It's all status quo. You didn't make money. You didn't lose money. Your checkbook is balanced. You're even. 3D is obsolete. The synonym is candid. So candid, off the cuff, candid photos, candid. It's obsolete. What are we talking about here? Candid, not planned. 4A is being any of the integers as -2, 0, and +2 that are divisible by 2 without leaving a remainder. Stephen Wright had a great joke. He said, my friend and I had an argument over what I considered to be an odd number. Obviously, that was not about even numbers, but the odd numbers are the opposite of the even numbers. The odd numbers haven't gotten their revenge yet. The even numbers are fully revenged. Yeah, they're divisible by 2. I love the even numbers, but I also love the odd numbers. 4B, marked by an even number. So if it's somehow related to an even number, let's see. This episode is airing on an odd day, April 25th. Yesterday's episode was an even date, an even number, but I don't know what the episode number is. So there's a difference. Let's see, marked by number 4C, that's next. Being a mathematical function such that fx equals f negative x, where the value remains unchanged if the sign of the independent variable is reversed. So that's f parentheses x end parentheses equals f parentheses negative x end parentheses, or I think some people like to say brackets. And so if the number that replaces x, let's say it's a 1, negative 1, if you change those, if you reverse them, positive 1 on the left side, or maybe it's negative 1 on the left side, if you change them, the function is the same. So that would be an even function, I guess. 5, the synonyms are exact and precise, as in an even dollar. An even dollar, an exact dollar, a precise dollar. I don't know, what is this? How are you using this in context? An even dollar? I don't know if I'm familiar with that one. 6, as likely as not. That's the definition, as likely as not. It's as likely to be real, just as likely as it is to not be real. The synonym is 50-50, as in an even chance of winning. You've got the same chances to win or to not win, 50-50 chance. I guess you just got to take that chance sometimes. It's better than 40-60, you have more chance of losing than winning. A A synonym, a couple more synonyms are the words level and steady. Evenly is an adverb. Evenness is a noun. On an even keel, this is a phrase, or just on even keel, that means in a sound or stable condition. In a sound or stable condition. You're in the ER and you're laying in the hospital bed and you're on an even keel. That means you're like, you're good, you're decent, you're gonna recover, you're gonna make it, you're good. Any interesting etymology? No, it's just from the old words that mean even. So that's it. So much about the word even. Hey, we got even more. Boop, 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 boop. The next word is the third form of the word even. Adverb from before the 12th century. Number 1A, synonyms are exactly and precisely. So yeah, adverb. Now, you could use the word evenly, because that's an adverb. But in this context, I guess, we just want to use the word even as an adverb. Exactly even. I think I would want to add the ly at the end, but I guess you don't have to. 1b, to a degree that extends. The synonyms are fully and quite, as in faithful even unto death. Faithful even unto death, to a degree that extends. Faithful all the way up to death, they're faithful. Completely faithful, fully faithful, quite faithful, even unto death. 1C, at the very time, as in raining, even as the sun came out. Even as the sun came out, at the very time. At the time that the sun was poking through the clouds, it was still raining, which means we probably got a rainbow. A rainbow. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? 2A, there's no definition. It just says that it is used as an intensive to emphasize the identity or character of something. As in, forgot his car keys and even left the engine running. How did that happen? Probably when he was getting out of the car. He left the engine running. He got out of the car. He left his keys in the car. Well, that was pretty silly. I've never done anything this silly. Even and even left the engine running. It's just an intensive to identify the identity or character of something. Okay. 2B. This is used as an intensive, again, to stress an extreme or highly unlikely condition or instance. As in, so simple, even a child can do it. It's so extremely simple that even a child who is so, I was just to be silly, I was going to say dumb or stupid, but why would you do that? They haven't reached the capabilities of most adults intellectually, intelligently. They haven't learned as much, but this task is so simple that anybody can do it. A child, maybe even a monkey, maybe a parrot could do this task. Parrots are also quite smart. Maybe there's some tasks that a parrot could do that a child couldn't. Okay, 2C, this is used, again, as an intensive, to stress the comparative degree, as in, she did even better. You're comparing how she did to what the other person did. She did even better. 2D, used as an intensive, to indicate a small or minimum amount, as in, didn't even try. I'm not entirely sure, like, the small or minimum amount. You put no effort into the thing, so you didn't even try. Okay. Wee-whip, wee-whip. My sound effect is even. Okay, the fourth form of even is a verb from the 13th century. First is transitive, which is to make even. You've got your revenge, you've paid a debt, something. Intransitive is to become even. So the first one, you're doing the action of evening, and the second one, you are, the action is being put onto you, I guess. Sort of. Evener is a noun. Next is even fall, one word. And yeah, that second part is F-A-L-L, noun from 1814. The beginning of evening, the synonym is dusk. So this is when you're transitioning from the daylight. The sun is going across the sky, and now it gets down to the horizon, and the sky is getting darker. That's the dusk time. It's called evenfall, maybe because it looks like the sun is falling down to sleep. Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop. Next is even-handed. Adjective from 1605. Synonyms are fair and impartial. Even-handedly is an adverb, and even-handedness is a noun. So, fair and impartial. We don't have a horse in this race. We're the mediator in the middle. We are even-handed. We will put our hands out to both sides equally and fairly and evenly. We will help you. We will help you. Yeah. Next is evening. Evening first form, noun from before the 12th century. 1A. The latter part and close of the day and early parts of the night. So maybe just right after we've had even fall, then we have evening. And that goes probably all the way until when? Until dawn? When does evening end? Okay, so that was 1A. 1B is chiefly southern and midland. The synonym is afternoon. So that is not how I would call, that's not what I would use evening as. Afternoon is anything after 12 o'clock in the afternoon, in the middle of the day, and they call that evening. So this is very different from how probably most of us use this word evening. I wonder why. So I guess do they go day, noon, evening, and then after the sun goes to sleep, after the evenfall, then you just got night? Is that what it is? If you are southern or midland, let me know. 1C. The period from sunset or the evening meal to bedtime. So sunset is dusk time, essentially, all the way to bedtime. That's the evening time. Now, I don't really know how. So either sunset to bedtime or the evening meal, the meal that you have at nighttime up until bedtime, that's evening, according to this definition. How is that different from the latter part in the close of the day and the early part of the night? It's very simple. There's some crossover there for sure. Number two is just the latter portion. And of course, this is latter, L-A-T-T-E-R, the second part, the last part, the later part, not the first part, the later part. The latter portion is just the evening. So it could be anything. Could be your life. Am I in the latter portion of my life? Who knows? Who knows? Number three, the period of an evening's entertainment. The period of an evening's entertainment is the evening. Okay, let's see. Any interesting etymology? Okay, let's see. This is from the Old English, eifnion, which means to grow toward evening. So as you are going towards the evening, that's evening. From the eifen, which is evening, akin to the Old High German Abend or Abend, which is evening, and that's it, I think, evening and, which is perhaps from the Greek word epi, E-P-I, which means on. Now, I don't know how that became evening. On? Okay, sure, why not? Boom, 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 boom. The second form of evening is an adjective from 1797. Suitable for formal or semi-formal evening social occasions. So this is an adjective. We're describing something as being suitable for these formal or semi-formal occasions. as in evening dress and evening clothes, which are basically the same thing. You know, dress, you can talk about a dress as literal dress, the dress that you wear, but the dress is also just your clothes. What I'm wearing now would not be suitable. This would not be evening dress unless I'm going to some nerd convention, I guess. Bloop, 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 bloop. The next word is evening grosbeak. Is it grosbeak? Two words, grosbeak is G-R-O-S-B-E-A-K. Probably just grosbeak. Noun from 1828. A North American grosbeak having conspicuous white wing patches, with the male being chiefly yellowish with some black. The species name is Cocothraustes vespertinus or vespertinus. And so why is it called an evening grosbeak? This is a beautiful bird. A beautiful bird. Looks small, like a sparrow, maybe, but it's not a sparrow, I guess. It's in the finch. It's in the finch family. It's a finch. And it has this, like, so it's got a black head, but it's got this, like, yellow thing that looks like a big old unibrow. It makes it look kind of angry. And it's got a pretty yellow body, and yeah, the wings are white on the top and black on the bottom part. And that looks pretty standard. So let's look at the definition again. North American grosbeak having conspicuous white wing patches, with the male being chiefly yellowish with some black. Yep, that fits with what I'm seeing. I'll post a picture of an evening grosbeak. So maybe you just see it in the evening often. There's no etymology here. Okay, next. There's some other kinds of grosbeaks. There's the pine grosbeak, which is pink, and the purple finch, but I guess it's in the same family. There's the rose-breasted grosbeak. You can imagine what that might look like. Okay, next is evening prayer. Noun, the E and the P are often capitalized. It's from 1571. This is the daily evening office of the Anglican liturgy, the evening prayer. I guess I would have thought it would have just been the prayer that you do at the evening time. But it was a little bit different than that. Next is evening primrose, noun from 1804. Any of several dicotyledonous plants of a family, and especially of the type genus, let's just break there for a second. The genus is Oenothera oenothera. It's O-E-N-O-T-H-E-R-A, Oenothera, Oenothera. And the family name is Onagraceae, which is the evening primrose family. But we have especially a coarse biennial herb of North America with yellow flowers that open in the evening. That's where the name comes from. The species name for that one is, what goes first, the genus or the family? Oenothera biennis. And so let's look up what this primrose looks like. Is that what it is? Yes, primrose. Yep, it's just looks like a flower. The next word. We've got evenings. Adverb from 1652. Evenings. In the evening repeatedly, or also on any evening, as in goes bowling evenings. I feel like this is maybe a bit of a dialect usage. I don't think everybody uses this. So goes bowling evenings, in the evening repeatedly, every evening they go bowling. That would be fun. I don't bowl as much as I would like to. Or just on any evening. On any evening, this person might be going bowling. So is this like once a week, or is this literally every night after the sun goes down, or maybe just afternoon, after dinner, after your evening meal, before you go to bed, you're going bowling evenings. Adverb. It's I don't think it gets used a lot, at least not in my world. Pew, pew. Next is evening star. Noun from 1535. You could call maybe all the stars evening stars, because that's when we see them. Except during an eclipse. The eclipse has already passed for you, but I'm recording this on March 25th, 7:44 a.m., and the eclipse is coming. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go anywhere to see the totality, but here in the Chicago area, we're going to get 94%, so that's going to be pretty cool. Evening star, number one, a bright planet as Venus, seen especially in the western sky at or after sunset. So why would you call it an evening star? It looks like a star. You see it at the evening time, but it's a planet. Two, a planet that rises before midnight. So in the first one, it's around sunset time. Right over there is sunset time. And then the second definition, it's before midnight, which is way later than sunset, usually, in most parts of the world. That's an evening star. Never heard of that. I wonder if it probably gets used very poetically. Boop-de-beep-boop, beep-de-boop-boop. Next is even-keeled, two words with a hyphen, and keeled is K-E-E-L-E-D. Adjective from 1945. Characterized by stability or consistency. That's me. I'm consistent and stable. Boop-de-beep-de-boop, boop-de-beep-de-boop. Even money, two words, noun from 1880. A situation in wagering in which the odds are even. Even money, 50-50. We had this before. You got 50-50 chance of winning or losing. That's even money. Even money can be described that way. Blah, 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 blah. Even permutation, two words, noun from circa 1932. A permutation that is produced by the successive application of an even number of interchanges of pairs of elements. And did we have the word of used three times there? Of an even number of interchanges of pairs four times of elements. I don't know how this is used in math. Yeah. A permutation that is produced by the successive application of an even number of interchanges of pairs of elements. Wow. Whoop, 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 whoop. Even so, we must move on to the next word. Even so is two words, adverb from 1930. In spite of that, that's the definition. The synonym is nevertheless. Even so, in spite of the fact that nobody cares about this podcast and nobody is watching or listening, or so few people, it might as well be nobody, Spencer persists. Nevertheless, Spencer keeps on doing this for some reason. Even so. Last word. Blah, 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 blah. We have the word evensong. One word, noun, often capitalized. This is from before the 12th century. Number one, the synonym is the first form, or the first definition for the word vespers. I don't know what vespers is. Number two, the synonym is evening prayer. Okay. Vespers and evening prayer. So something about prayer, the liturgy, that stuff. This is from evening song, is it? Yeah, nothing interesting there. I'm going to pick a word of the episode, and you can't stop me. Okay, today we had even fall, even-handed, evening, 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 grosbeak, evening prayer, evening primrose, evenings, evening star, even-keeled, even money, even permutation, even so, and even song. Oh, I don't know. It's evening stars, even-handed, What one? We don't ever see even fall. I don't feel like that gets talked about very much. Even so is good. I should probably pick even keeled. Two words with a hyphen because Spencer is even keeled. He doesn't go up or down too much. Awesome. Now it's movie time. Oh, great. Let's talk about a movie. We watched the Bob Marley movie, One Love. Bob Marley, One Love. I love Bob Marley. I love his music. I love his politics. I didn't really know as much about his politics and what he did. I learned more from this movie. This is kind of about a specific part of his life. What a interesting life that this guy had, and how he was so talented musically. It just sort of exuded out of him, I feel like. And he's just trying to bring the world together. That's what I love. That's what I want to do too. Just unity, bring the world together. Why do we gotta fight? Why do we gotta argue? Why do we gotta have wars and all this stuff? And he was just like, I can use my music to bring the people together. And, you know, I think overall he probably did a good job. I don't know the specifics of all the politics in Jamaica and all this, but, you know, he went worldwide. He went on a whole, like, kind of world tour. And, yeah, amazing dude. Amazing music. And I don't know enough of his music as I should. Even so, he was great. Okay. That is the end of this episode. Thank you very much for checking out my show. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.